Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's Dukes and Bell. We've been waiting all day to talk to Coach Raheem Morris, and he is here inside the Ticketmaster Studios. All right, Coach, we got a lot of questions, and we know you guys are out on the grass, and we will get this injury update because we got a lot of guys we need to get caught up on. I want to start first with the message or the messaging after going through this stretch of games for your team with four losses. Mike was just telling me, you know, Coach Brick was just talking about a great day and the attention, the spans of guys. Everybody was alert and practiced really well today. What is the message, and is it the same? Have you changed it? What are you telling your guys as we go through this process of trying to get out of this rut?
So you kind of nailed it. It's never really about, like, the changing of the message, right? What doesn't change is a process, right? You have a process you trust in and you believe in. So, like, within the process, there's always going to be change that needs to be made, and there's always going to be things you need to put emphasis on and do different things and go about yourself. So, like, from everything that you got going on, you just got to figure out, you know, what the problems are. And the last 2 weeks, it's really been third down on offense, right? So we got to figure that out. And then, like, we've constantly battled this battle of stopping the run all year, and it really exploited us this week when it came to us on defense. And we really just played a poor game on special teams when it came to our coverage units. And those are the things that really affected us. And with all that being said, it was a one possession drive in overtime that we lost it in. And it's like, man, these games got a chance to really get out of hand in our favor if we can correct those things and do it the right way. You know, we talked about this a long time ago. We talked about time of possession being a very important part for us. And part of that is not allowing people to run and being able to run the football, which we were, but also converting on third down. So those three major parts, and you don't get two of them, you're going to have a rough day. We didn't make it a rough day. We just made it a loss. And it's one of those things that you had a chance to get out and win. I know you were there. I know you were sitting in that environment, in that atmosphere, and it was special. But your team consistently showed you different things every single week, whether it's the resilience from the New England game or the resilience in this game when something bad goes happen right from the back with a sack, fumble, score, a touchdown. We go down and respond on offense and then make that thing a game and find a way to make it close towards the end and really have a big-time chance to win, particularly on defense at the end of that game with the 3rd-and-21 that ended up being a 4th-and-2 and the 4th-and-2 coming down like it did. And
right.
We could have got out of there. You know, it was one point, I know you thought it was a sack, you thought it was a catch fumble.
Right.
And like we all did, that we recovered and had a chance to get out of there on that. And there were so many opportunities and so many missed stops that we had that could have been different for us in that game. You know, like it's easy to go back and talk about the 300-yard rushing game, the big plays by Jonathan Taylor, who we knew was a great player. You got to find a way to go slow him down a little bit more than that. And you got to find a way to convert on third down and make us better that way. You know, Mike Penix took a lot of the heat when it came to some of those third down plays. But realistically, man, you know, he did a lot of really good things to get us in the proper positions, and we let him down a little bit, whether it be coaching, whether it be playing. Across the board, we took turns, and we can't do that. And not to say he was completely dissolved from everything or whatever right. The word is that he was from everything, but he had his part in that too. But, like, the only people that I have to talk after the game, obviously, is our quarterback and me, and he took it hard on himself.
And we know that, everybody's going to – not everyone's going to have a perfect sheet at the end of the day, but some of the mistakes, and it's beyond Michael Penix Jr. He gets the play call from Zach Robinson. He delivers the ball perfectly to Kyle Pitts, which may go for a touchdown. And then later on, Pitts misses an audible. So how disappointed are you in that effort from Kyle? Because to me, that's almost endemic of when things aren't going right for you guys.
You know, it's kind of going it was going in the beginning, that first half, the opposite way for Kyle. Has been going all this year, right? He's been having a great year. He's been catching those balls. He's been doing a lot of really good things for us. But, like, when you drop that ball, you miss that audible, we get hit on a zero pressure. You know, those things are all tough. You know, you feel like you go make the right check and get the stuff done, do all the right things, you know, go out there and execute those things. But it's got to be some operational piece that we can have for those guys and be able to get things, those things done. There's always going to be drops in our game. We know that. You know, there's always going to be missed audibles, but we can't have the disastrous things happen. They give up 6 points
right
after that missed audible. So, like,
which is such a the momentum in that building. You take, because Daniel Jones was struggling. He's been struggling the last few games. He's turning it over. That just puts more pressure on the Colts. It changes the narrative of the game. And I know, again, you're not going to call out specific players. We don't expect you to. But the offensive line has been struggling. The offensive line is really struggling right now. And
who was one ours?
Yours. It just seems like, or is it simply the down and distance is dictating what the defense is doing. It's just getting outmatched.
So I thought we did a nice job on the run game this week. You know, went out there and Bijan was able to get off 80. We ran for about 150 yards. We did a really nice job there. And I wouldn't say we're struggling as far as some of those things. Some of the checks and things that we had, I think the guys played really well up front. You know, I think Hinton stepped in and did a nice job. I thought Chris Lynch going out there and battling through injuries was absolutely phenomenal. We got hit a little bit. We hit once. You know, we didn't. You know, Daniel got hit 7 times. You know, and I think we had 14 pressures or whatever. I can't remember the stats right now. It feels like 3 months ago. But you know, it wouldn't say struggle, but you can always play better, you know, and I just feel like we got to play better around Michael just in general. So I would never, when I think they didn't play well, I told you a couple weeks ago, we misidentified runs and things of that nature or whatever the case may be. It wasn't the case this week. You know, that wasn't the issue at all. Those guys went out and gave a valiant effort. As always, can look, nitpick, and find things, particularly at the end of the game, which you're probably referring to, where they got a sack off a game. No doubt about it, but like you would like to be able to go out there and find a way to win that football game. That was very winnable, but I know you felt that way being there.
Coach, I want to talk about Michael Penix for a minute. It's Raheem Morris, guys, visiting with us as he does exclusively here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game each and week here inside the Ticketmaster Studios. After the game on Sunday, I'm in my head and I'm going confidence. Some of those throws I know Mike can make. Matter of fact, I know he can make all of them. He was behind some. He was overthrowing guys. I'm thinking to myself, is there something from a confidence standpoint that's going on with our quarterback right now with the functionality of the offense, which also ties into the third down, inability to convert these third downs? I'm just trying to figure it out. I said, well, I'm going to ask Ra. Is there a confidence situation with our quarterback making the throws that he needs to make right now?
No, it was all-encompassing, what you just said. It was what you're talking about, the missed throws, they came on third down. You know, if we're talking about the missed out throw to Mooney on the sideline, where we're trying to layer over a defender, and the guy's there, and you try to layer it, you put too much in, it goes out of bounds. That leads into frustration. And then you come right back out after that, and you pivot off a thing, you progress across the middle of the field, you throw to Davis Sills, and you don't take your next hitch, and you kind of throw it right behind him. And those frustration things, that was the frustration that he had. It's not a confident thing. What came out as confidence to him was the anger of him knowing that he could make those plays, and he missed them. And that's why he went out and said everything was on him, and he blamed himself. And, it, you know, it, and to the kid's credit, man, like I do nothing but credit his accountability. You know, but at the same time, there were some brilliant throws, which you just mentioned, that we did not make. We did not catch for him. You know, the keeper, the one we talked about earlier, that could have been a touchdown. You know, some of the ones that we made on the sideline, that when you fight through the stuff and some of the stuff when you make some of the checks and you got to get those things down. And, like, he did some really good things, and he wants to play better, and he's capable of playing better. The stats may not show that because some of the completion things that I have, but because of the drops, because of the missed throws, a couple of the few missed throws that you're talking about, but – the fact that he knows he can make those, that's the confidence. The anger and, right, and some of the displeasure that he had was because he knows he can make them and he should have made them.
We were talking about Zach Robinson, you know, as a first-time offensive coordinator and the brain power down the hallway, trying to help him when a quarterback is struggling, young quarterback in his 11th game now as a pro, kind of, I'm not saying deconstruct things, but can encourage him to maybe take some yardage. When they play, when he sees some yards in front of him, just go. Look, we're not confusing him with Mike Vick. We just want to see him get some positive yards, which then helps you avoid those third and longs.
Well, we talked about that a bunch ad nauseum last week. He made a couple plays, and I know you were there, so right. You talked about the play. He stepped out to the side. He threw it down the field to Drake on a big-time play that would end up being a scramble that was not the design play. He actually did the same thing to Bijan Robinson along the sideline, threw a nice laser to him. Bijan caught it. So he used his legs a little bit. It wasn't the legs that you used to see him running. He used his legs, extended a couple plays down the field. And you'd like to see him do that as much as possible because he's so athletic and so talented that people don't even know about. So you definitely encourage those things. And like, that's not a Zach thing. That's a me thing. That's okay. An organizational thing. That's a him thing. That's just a confidence thing. That's growing within the organization. But when you look at the stuff that he's done, when you compare him to all the quarterbacks that's coming to the National Football League, he's right on par with some some of the best quarterbacks in our game, you know, in his 10th game, 11th game, whatever it is, as a starter, he's right on par with just about anybody you can just imagine. And we're in the impatient world of want the results right now, and he'll give it to us, and I know he will, and we got the confidence. Well, that's how we know you got the right guys, particularly when he stands up and is accountable as he is about everything.
I heard you with Dave Archer after the game say there were two third downs converted and they had both. And pretty much that was your statement. And I'm sitting there listening to you guys and I'm going, two third downs?
In the game.
In the game. Coach, what's going on with our third downs? What have you guys looked at and analyzed? Because you go back to the Patriots game, I think we were 1-for-10.
Yes.
Then last week, we don't convert any. And I'm like, what? There has to be something going on. Is it play calling? What's the deal? What are you seeing?
It's pretty simple. You know, we got too many third and longs. I think we got the most third longs in the National Football League right now in the last whatever 2 weeks, 3 weeks has been. There's nobody with more third and longs than us. Those things are hard to convert in the National Football League. You got to get third and manageables.
You say long, we're talking about third and six or more?
You can say third and seven or more. You know, just say third and seven or more, or third and eight or more, whatever you want to call it. You got to get manageable third downs, and we have not been able to do that. Now, the difference in this game and the Patriot games, there were spots in those games we went down, didn't even have a third down.
Right.
You know, and it was like when you go down, first, second down, third down, explosive, first, second down, explosive run, got down, score, red zone, touchdown. We had a couple of those drives that kind of watered down how bad you were on third down, and that's what kept us in the game. You know, if we don't have those drives, you're really talking about some real troubles. You know, but if we can find a way to convert those third downs and get us back into the manageable world where we were early in the season at the 50% range, the 40% range, which is tops in the league, that's where you want to be, and we got to get back to doing that. You know, first 5 weeks of the season, we're pretty good. You know, we haven't been the last couple of weeks, and we got to find a way to get those things done. And it starts with managing the third downs in the areas that you're getting those things in, whether you're talking about 7-plus or 8-plus.
Raheem Morris with us, guys, live inside our Ticketmaster studios at the Branch. There's a cool resource for Michael to work with, and he talked about him working with him from camp and going back to the summer. That's Kirk Cousins. I noticed Kirk kind of sitting by himself on a bench. Do you encourage Kirk to maybe help out the young man? I know Kirk not really happy the kid got drafted in the first place, but there's a way that Kirk can kind of step in and help out.
Kirk's the ultimate teammate. So, like, you know, those guys spend tons of time within the classroom setting, and they're together all the time. You know, on game day, it's kind of like the pitcher. You know, like nobody really sits next to the quarterback. Matt Ryan, I think in whatever amount of years he played, had one guy left sit next to him. And it was Matt Schaub, right? And that was coaches included. And I was a coach on the offensive side of the ball at that point too. And I did not like talking to Matt Ryan. He was angry. You know, so like it's kind of a different deal. You know, you can't really look at it that way.
But is he a resource in the building?
He's definitely a resource in the building. He's a resource everywhere. You know, for this young man, and he does a lot of stuff. And he also has obviously DJ Williams, his quarterback coach. Obviously, he's got, you know, Zach, who's played the position. You know, obviously he's got everybody in this building that's willing to help and that's been around the position. They're talking about Zampezi, you know, KJ, TJ. All these guys have had some significant time in the National Football League, some playing, some coaching. But all the resources in the world, and Kirk just a part of it. And he's doing everything he can to help.
What's the confidence in the building? I know it's a silly question for you. It's not for our audience because everybody's going, lost four in a row, Dukes and Bell. What's the vibe? What's the situation up there at Flowery?
You know, this is the name of the game, right? We're in an entertainment business that deals with adversity, right? And adversity is something that you got to respond to at this wake of life. You know, everybody's not made for this, and you guys know that, and the people in this building are. And that's a lot of credit to the people that's been brought in this building by Terry and, you know, obviously Kyle and Ryan Pace and all those guys and the character and just talking to Bijan at practice right now and talking to all the guys that's been around and having a chance to sit down with Mooney and Kyle Pitts. And I love the accountability of like a Kyle Pitts and what he's able to say to you and to us this year, which is completely different. It's such growth and such development and such everything else around the
country. Taking ownership?
Yeah, taking ownership and just being a part of it and letting you know, man, I made that mistake. I'm clear. Won't happen again. And, like, I see nothing but the growth and the development for these guys and these young guys and across the board. It's all over. And then, like, the you know, I didn't mean to blow up at you, the O-line thing, but the warrior of Chris last week to know what he did in this building last week to get out there and play.
Right.
Lindstrom.
I just went and hugged him after the game.
Right. And Algier got involved. And that's the thing. We were talking about this with Arch on the radio yesterday. I mean, just fans expect you guys to go, all right, I expect you guys. Plan B. Is plan A, okay, we got a problem here. Where's plan B? pivoting, more imagination, more creativity. Can you come up with that to get things turned around? Because, look, this is your butt on the line, 3-6. And by the way, I mean, as a coach, I would think you saying, look, guys, we got a new mousetrap.
Creativity can also be confused with making up stuff.
Okay.
Right? What do good teams do?
You play to your strengths.
Yes. Right? You do what you do best.
Right.
Right? We got to play to our strengths, right? So that means relying on the guys that are really playing well. You know, when Drake London's playing this well and playing at a high level, we got to find a way to get Drake London. We got to find a way to Bijan Robinson to play at a high level, right? That's going to help us move the chains. With that being said, that allows Kyle Pitts to go out there and play at his high level again. And then we got to get Mooney going, which Mooney is getting caught up to speed coming off all the stuff, which I love.
Coach, I got to ask you right there. What's the deal? High expectation. Darnell had a great year last year.
No doubt.
One game shy of 1,000 yards.
We know he missed camp. We've been talking about this. And I know that played a role. But, Coach, it seems like there's no connection between our quarterback and Darnell Mooney right now.
How would you have one?
I don't know. I'm assuming the practices. I don't know.
Yeah, there's been no practices.
For both of those guys.
You just said it. So, like, you don't make excuses. You never talk about these things. But, like, Mooney, we knew how this would work, right? He came back. He broke his collarbone first play of training camp.
Right.
First play of training camp, he missed all his time. He came back the second week of the season. That was the first time he actually practiced together. You start working those practices, you knew the first 4 weeks of the season would be like almost a training camp for him. So you're working those things in, you're getting him going, you're really getting his legs back, getting him to run fast, getting him to do all those things. And remember, he had a little small setback there, had the hamstring. He has the hamstring, he misses the 2 weeks or whatever the case may be, really 2 weeks, and then you get him back going again. And then this last week, you start to see him move fast, move around, and then some unfortunate things happen. Like you have a drop right that you never would drop, right? And all those type of things. You know, the timing routes on the sideline are not quite like you want them. And then you have the nerve to ask me why.
Why?
You know why.
Why? Well, no, because
you're smarter than that.
But, well, here's the deal, though. The camp is one thing. Once he's working his way back, the assumption from most Falcon fans is, Coach, he's out there with you guys. Like, he's getting work in. Now, if you're saying he's not and they're not working together and there's practicing and there's a connection on the practice field, even for the little time that he's been available, then I think Falcon fans would understand that. But the perception is, well, hell, he's been out there practicing. Even we know he missed camp.
Yeah. You're missing this point.
Okay.
Right? Training camp was missed. When you get back, the next point is like training camp. All of those, like, first 4 weeks of that thing, from a form standpoint, those are like training camp for him. So he's working himself back up to being fast. You know, you're talking about you going from not being able to run.
Right.
You know, not being able to practice to now being eased into it. And what does that mean? That means small segments that can possibly grow. But while you're doing that, guess what's being required? Games. Right? There is no rest. There is no time off in games. You got to go out there and fight through it and work through it. Right? So that's what he's been doing the first 4 weeks of the season, which was well expected and well known by us and what we knew would possibly be the reasons why we would have a slower start. Right? Then he catches up and he pulls the hamstring. So now you're back kind of to square zero, like you kind of explained those things. So, like, you know, you're out there practicing. It's still limited. Still things is happening. Just like we're talking about how you listed, how all the things we got going on out there. And, like, when he'll get going, he'll get going. And I think we're close to him getting going, right? Some failure is required to getting guys going. He had a little bit of failure this week when it came to that, you know, drop pass and some of those connections. But, like, I think those are the things you got to work through, those things you got to fight through. You know, Steph Curry style, right? Keep shooting.
Keep shooting. We got to ask you about Carolina before we let you out of here. It's Raheem Morris, guys. I know you're hearing it, or maybe you're not. Payback. Got to get these fools back.
I don't care if you win by 1 point. Just win.
Oh, dude, I don't care either.
Yeah, nobody cares that every week.
I don't care.
But my point is, you definitely got to get payback. It's a division rival, right? It's a division team. You know, we don't like them. They don't like us. Now, we got a lot of respect for a lot of people on that side of the ball. Like, I won Super Bowls with, you know, half that team in L.A., right? The whole defensive side, a bunch of guys over there that we know.
The coaching staff.
Coaching staff, players as well, right? There's a bunch of players over there that's over there with those guys. But we don't like them, right? They don't like us. And, like, we got a healthy respect for each other off the field, but on the field, man, we got to go get this win, you know, and they beat us. They beat us down pretty good last time, and it's time to go get a little payback. You're exactly right, and we hold the fan settlement when it comes to that.
I mean, your style is to be loose and cool. Is it for a guy? I mean, you got a four-game losing streak. You seem like, you know, you don't have the weight of the world. So what's your relation? What's Arthur? I know there's a private conversation with Mr. Blank.
But I mean,
if I was you, I'd be running around here like a drill sergeant, screaming.
That's why you don't do what
not
I do.
Your style. But you feel the big picture, and you're in the NFL. If you don't turn this around, you're gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's Captain Sully, right? You land in the airplane.
Yeah, on the river.
On the Hudson, bro.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about, man? Like, your leader's going to go panic? And that's going to change it? No, man. You have a resilient mindset. You get your guys going, and you go out there and you win football games. You know, like that hole right there, what you're talking about, does nothing for nobody, right? It just doesn't. Like, there's got to be a steadiness to the ship that's got to have, it's got to happen now. Like, and there's an urgency for us. Right, but there's an urgency that is created that is going to be useful. You know, it can't be non-useful.
On the radio, Carl always makes fun because I always say, "Do your blanking job." So basically, if all 53 do their blanking job, we turn things around.
There you go.
Pretty simple. Ron, thank you. Appreciate you. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.